Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another night of Astromind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Are you there, Roy?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here tonight. And again, we want to welcome all our callers and listeners out there and looking forward to another great night on Astromind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, I just wanted to talk a little bit about that website. It's called godpredictions.com. And I find it kind of interesting how the internet picks up on things that haven't happened yet and things that haven't gotten past Congress and the different things that have been going on in the world. You care to share about that?
Yeah, like you say, it's interesting, you know, synchronicity of, you know, what these different websites, you know, will bring up about, you know, what's going on around the world. And I think that a lot of it has to do with this, you know, rising of this consciousness, you know, things are being more in alignment, you know, the vibrations are beginning to rise and people are becoming a lot more conscious. But it's still a slow process, you know, we're seeing that, but not, you know, at a very, fast rate, you know, it's sort of slow. And what do you get from that, Ethan?
Well, it goes back to what we were talking about with Dolores Cannon when she was explaining about that. But we are seeing a lot of changes and a lot of signs. One of the things that we were talking about Obama being impeached as the president with the gun laws and everything, it seems like he's been upsetting a lot of people, and a lot of people, especially Democrats, are not very happy with the choices that Obama's made for the United States.
And so do you feel a lot of people are awakening to that and starting to find out the truth?
I do, and I think that they're starting also trying to also figuring out more about the dark side, because the dark side seems to be showing its ugly face more, and we're starting to see, that's why we're starting to see a lot more killings and shootings and betrayal and people cheating on their wives and husbands and adultery and all kinds of different things that have been going on in the world, and we're all being affected by it. And it seems like I say, even with relationships, a lot of people have been affected by it. Not only physical, but also spiritual attacks. And I think at this time, I think it's good to protect ourselves from all that, from that negative energy. And also financial, too. A lot of people that take out loans that can't afford to pay them back, and people that are on set incomes. And then you look at all the people who are homeless, you know, and they can't afford to have any kind of shelter in the wintertime, you know, things like that.
So do you feel it's a shift to be more of the spiritual?
I think it's to be more of the spiritual and to realize that this is all just temporary that we're going through. I think especially with the dollar system and knowing that it has no value and someday that's going to crash.
So what's your feelings on, take for instance, on relationships, why is it that it seems like a lot of these, either men or women, they just don't want to, you know, commit to a relationship. A lot of it is, you know, they either, you know, lying or you know, betrayal or whatever.
Well, again, like I say, I think the dark side is kind of showing its ugly face. You know, because we get in this illusion thinking that either a man or a woman is so beautiful that we just fall for them. And then we realize that they're not so beautiful inside, and that beauty is in the eyes of the beholder. It doesn't have anything to do with the physical body. And I think that's part of when Satan was, this goes back to biblical times, you know, when Satan was back in the time of the Garden of Eden. That's when Eve, you know, took the apple. And I think it all has to do with that love connection that we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And it just goes further back than that, I think, with, you know, with Satan being the fallen angel of the light, realizing that he was something beautiful and then he wasn't something, and then we realized he really wasn't that beautiful. He was nothing but a lie, you know.
I mean, you've heard the saying that beauty is only skin deep.
Mm-hmm.
And what's your feelings on that?
I think it's teaching people to accept others more than their looks. That's where unconditional love comes in. It's also teaching us to be more giving instead of being more greedy. And that's why a lot of these things are happening to people. Lessons that they're learning, like you said.
Yeah. And that's so true.
That's for the ascension.
You know, I have a cousin that, you know, been going through some difficult relationship, but he's, if anything, you know, from these, you know, bad relationships or whatever, I'm starting to see that he's becoming more giving.
Mm-hmm.
He's starting to set, you know, his ego aside. You know, to me, that tells me that, you know, that's, you know, where, you know, we have to come to that final decision, you know, of being more giving, showing more unconditional love, you know, being more connected to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if anything, you know, I think these are the lessons that are being taught. And I think that's why, you know, in 2013, you know, we hear of the, you know, there's more of a connection with the female energy. Mm-hmm. And what's your feelings on that, Adrian?
Well, I think like you said, the balance has to come in, and that's where we're all headed, is in the balance.
Yeah.
We have to express the good and the bad and to appreciate the good. It just goes back to health reasons.
Yeah.
And we're opening up our spiritual awareness, and that's where we all need to focus right now, is turning to our lives. The God, you know, just turning our lives to the source.
Right.
So, did you want to start with the show? We got three callers.
Are you seeing any 801 callers?
No, just 813.
Okay. Let's go ahead with the first caller then.
Let's go to the caller from 252 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
And what's your name and where are you from?
My name is Yvette. I'm from North Carolina. I live in North Carolina. I'm not really from here.
Okay. And how can we help you tonight?
I was wondering, do you do tarot readings or psychic readings?
Yep.
I was wondering, this is 18 years ago. My first husband died that I married when I was very young. He was older than me. And I just wondered if he had, you know, I feel him around me a lot, and I talked to him. Just wondered if there was any message that, I just been thinking about him a lot today.
And you say this was 18 years ago?
Yes, 18 years ago.
Adrian, what are you getting?
I'm sorry?
I'm just asking Adrian of what he might be saying.
And this person, are you saying this person crossed over?
Yes.
And you're trying to make contact with him?
Well, I contact him all the time. Just because today's his birthday, I've been thinking about him a lot, and I thought maybe there was something that he had to tell me.
Okay.
Thought maybe the cards would show something, or, you know, there'd be some sort of message.
Well, he's talking about, like, I pulled the moon card.
Mm-hmm.
And the moon's talking about visions and dreams. Have you been getting any dreams or visions?
I had some rather vivid dreams. In fact, I had one earlier today when I nodded off in my chair watching Judge Judy. And but I can't quite pull it back, you know. Kind of lost it when I woke up. But I remember thinking when I woke up, wow, that was kind of odd. Seems like there was a lot of people.
It's telling you to listen to your dreams. And then he's talking about a death in the family, like I pulled the death card.
Yeah.
And he's talking about something to do with death. Do you know anybody in your family who is ill?
Nope. I've been ill. I've had pneumonia. Or an ammonia-like thing.
He's talking about like a death in the family or something.
Yeah, I haven't had anybody die recently. It's been a long time. I know someone who's sick, though. Yeah, I just thought of somebody.
Okay, because he's saying something about a funeral that you'll be going to. And then he's talking about some unexpected money coming your way, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That would be nice, because I sure need money.
Shows an increase.
Are you in a relationship right now?
Yes, I have a wonderful man.
Okay. And how long have you been in this?
I think it's almost 5 years now.
5 years. Okay, and because I'm seeing a new romance.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Could that be like marriage?
Well, it could be, you know, somebody new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't know who this person is.
Well, I know there's going to be a new situation between us because he's an over-the-road truck driver and he's getting ready to try to find a job where he's home overnight, which is going to be a total change. And I really like it when he's home.
Oh,
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, I think it's going to be hard because I like to be by myself a lot, and so does he, so it's going to be an adjustment, but I think in the long run, it's going to be really good for our relationship, better than it is now.
And that could be, you know, where you and him are going to, you know, it's almost like going to be like a new, you know, new spark in life, you know, a new, you know,
right,
it's going to
yeah,
help,
like a new start.
You know,
well, that's
gonna
how
help
I kind of
your,
feel.
Your relations, yeah. What
I think so that's why he's wanting to do it, too. Besides, we've got a small child. It's not his child, but he loves her just like she is. And mm-hmm. she's 8 years old, and so I think he thinks he's missing a lot, which he is, you know, being on the road.
And actually, it's going to help in your finances also.
Yeah.
Plus, it's going to bring a lot of good luck, you know, and fortune.
Yeah.
So, you know, change is good.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's my message from my guides is, you know, we're all going through some kind of change, and in 2013 there'll be a lot of changes going on.
Well, 2012 sucked.
Yeah.
I mean, it really did. For everybody that I know and just in general, the universe in general, it sucked. So 2013 has got to be better. It just has to
be.
And I'm hopeful that it will be. I did a lot of healing in 2012, the last 2 years. I'm a burnout nurse, and I kind of had a nervous, I guess what you used to call a nervous breakdown over it. And it took me 2 years to get, you know, quit work and stayed home with my child, and I've sort of just been in a cocoon, but last year was very rough.
Actually, my guides are telling me that you're going to, what you were going through before, what's happened is now you're going to be more connected with your inner child.
I was thinking about that today. Capricorns. I have a Capricorn rising. I'm a Sagittarius, but I have a Capricorn rising, and I remember reading a long time ago that Capricorns, as they age, get less serious and more playful, and so I was wondering if I was not turning into a kid.
And that's, you know, and that's all good, you know, because you want to feed your inner child. And what's your feelings on that, Agent?
Well, I feel if that's the direction you have to go, then I feel it's just part of the ascension process.
Yeah. The main thing is, you know, we're all lifting into a higher vibration. So, in order for us to lift, we have to be more connected to our inner child, and you know, and let go of some of the things that's held us back in the past. In other words, have fun.
Yeah.
You know, we take things way too serious.
I'm thinking about homeschooling my child.
You know, life, right.
I just didn't know if that was the right way to go.
Main thing is, you can enjoy your relationship now, you know, and spend time together and laugh and do things together.
Yeah, we do have a good time when he's home, but he's home so, you know, so little. And it feels like he might have to take a bit of a pay cut, but you said the finances were going to be good, so maybe it'll balance out in some other way.
Well, the main thing is, money is nice, but it's not everything.
Oh, no. I know.
You know, happiness
I worry a lot about money,
come first, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I probably make less now than in 37 years of working, but I'm a lot happier now than I ever been.
Well, if I went back to work as a nurse, I could make all our money troubles go completely away, but I was so very unhappy.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the nursing. It wasn't taking care of people. It was the fighting with everybody else to try to give my patients good care. You know, it was the system.
Yeah.
The system is broke. And it just got to the point where I could not give anymore.
Yeah. I mean, we could only give so much. Now we have to start giving back to ourselves, and, you know, and start, you know, feeding that inner child, because sometimes it's almost like a cup, you know, that once you start giving, that cup will run out. And if you're not putting back into the cup, then it's going to remain empty. So you have to give and give back each time to keep your cup filled.
Right.
And that's just, you know, a good scenario that we like to use. And so we, you know, we have to remember to, you know, give back to ourselves also.
Right. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
You are so welcome, and we hope we were able to help you.
You are. You're very helpful. And I'm more optimistic about 2013 than I was.
Yeah.
And about this change that's going to come about with his job and everything. Because I was a little bit worried about how we could get along. You know,
a lot of people don't like change. They like doing things the same way. But I look at it this way. I welcome change. I enjoy change. And that's, no matter what, it's going to happen.
That's true. I guess you might as well be happy about it, huh?
Might as well be happy about it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you for joining
All right,
us bye-bye. Tonight. And Adrian, do we have another caller?
We got three more. Let's go to the 425 area. You're on the air.
Good evening.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
This is Brandia, and I'm from, well, north of Seattle in Linwood.
And we want to thank you for joining our show tonight. And my name is Roy, and you'll be talking to Roy and Adrian. And how can we help you tonight?
I have a upcoming court case that I'm dealing with, and I kind of want to know how it's going to go and what I should do and what's going to be my best. What does it look like the outcome is going to be, and things and all that.
Adrian, what are you getting?
And what kind of legal battle is it?
Well, it's an appeal for a court case that. It all has to do. I do animal rescue, and I complained about some dogs that were being abused that I was pulling from a shelter. So the shelter came and took my animals, and they couldn't charge me with animal cruelty. They couldn't charge me with animal neglect. So they invented a new charge for not having water out 24 hours a day. So I've been fighting them on this, and we're going to court, and it's kind of the principle of the matter, but, you know, when they took my animals, they didn't get to the shelter till 6 hours later, and one of them was bleeding from his rectum and couldn't walk. Another was bloody and missing his teeth and hypothermic, and another one was having seizures. So, I mean, I don't know what happened to them, but that's why I'm continuing to fight them. And it's just a really cruel place.
That doesn't sound good at all.
No, not at all.
Well, from what I gathered from the cards, it looks like I pulled the justice card, and it says you're going to get your justice. It looks like you are going to come out winning on this case. Are you suing the individual?
I have a separate lawsuit going, and basically I've asked for a ridiculous amount of money or and this is a big one, or they drop their BSL, which is breed-specific legislation, and they eliminate the workers that are abusing the animals. So they have a choice. They can pay me because I've violated 93 different federal and state laws, or they can stop killing animals and get rid of the two jerk workers. So, and I don't expect to gain, you know, I don't expect any big financial windfall or, you know, and even honestly, if I got a hold of money, I'd spend it all on dogs and no time at all. So I'm kind of, it's kind of for the principle of the matter.
What are you wanting to see happen? Like, are you wanting the money?
Well, I'll kind of, if they give me the money, then I'm just going to turn around and use it to hire a team of lawyers to fight the BSL and to get rid of these workers. So either way, it doesn't matter to me. They're going to give in. They're going to stop doing what they're doing either way. So whether I get the money is a consequence.
I do see you getting some money from this. But they're going to try to settle it out of court. But I think, I don't know, like, what are you picking up, Roy? What do you feel with them settling it out of court, what they're going
to
do?
Well, what they want to do is they want her to, if they pay her the money, they want her to drop and not pursue this any further.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm getting is that's not what you want.
No. And
because you're going to pursue this no matter what.
Yeah, until I die. But the thing is that even if I make the agreement, if we do the handshake and I say, okay, I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to not blog about you. I'm going to take down the web page. Give me the money. Then what I'm going to do is I've already figured it out. And I think karma will go along with me on this one, is that whatever money they give me, again, I will take it, put it in the hands of attorneys who fight breed-specific legislation and give it to them and say, my name can't be involved here, but you guys go to work and do what you do. So you see, I'm not doing anything to them. I'm not pursuing it any further. I'm just giving other people the means to do so.
What my guides are telling me that the main thing is, you know, what you're doing, you're heading in the right direction. I mean, what you're doing is for the highest good, and you will overcome whatever, you know, they're trying to prevent you from going any further. Main thing is not to keep yourself a low profile. You know, don't become a high profile. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I've already kind of done that. Like I said, I have a web page that describes everything that they and I had kind of a feeling that maybe I should close the web page and the blog for the time being.
Yeah.
And then if they think that I'm stop if I've stopped publicly humiliating them, that possibly they'll, you know, think that I've just given up and be more willing to negotiate with me. But at the point when I did the blog and the webpage, I did it because I was afraid, because they have my animals, you know, and I didn't know. They've already killed one, and the other two, they've lost my cat. I don't know what happened to my cat. So that's what I did it for, because I was afraid, because I've been tortured by these people for years. So I, you know, I'm getting the web page up there in case anything were to happen to me. And this county is so corrupt that, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying, is that maybe I should just take the web page and the blog down for a minute, and then and then see what happens. We are supposed to go to court on March 20th, so and that's for the appeal process. After that, I'll file the lawsuit and all the garbage. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm getting that this goes a lot higher. That there's a lot more people involved in this.
Yes, yes, it is. It goes all the way up to the state because the nature of it. They spent for a $500 citation. They spent $874,000 to prosecute me.
Wow.
That was just last May. So I don't know, it's much higher now, but they had several council meetings that where they gave the prosecutor permission. They gave him basically a blank check to shut me down. That was the words of
the council. See, what I'm getting to is it's not only happening in your state, but it's happening all around.
Right, and there
other states also.
Right, and this has to do with HSUS, because if I win, then that destroys some of the legislation and the law we do. So I know that they're who are helping them and fighting. I know where it's coming from, and I know the guys.
Have you ever heard of a person by the name of David Miller?
No, I haven't.
You have access to the Internet.
Yes.
Go into YouTube and Google his name. I mean, do a search on his name.
Mm-hmm.
And what he is he's a federal judge. And he fights a lot of different, cases, and especially when it comes to a lot of he's gone all the way up to the Supreme Court before on fraud cases.
And he wins.
And he wins.
Yeah,
that's why I'm saying this goes. What you're doing is you're tackling a pretty big, a big organization.
Oh, he's part of the White Knight. I get it. And this, I see it right now, introducing Judge David Wynn Miller. Okay, I'm going to have to, I'll contact him, but like I said, that's the problem, is that that's another reason why I kind of didn't want to go ahead, because if I do win on this, it sets a precedent, and it can actually help with the information that I have.
Yeah.
It can actually help animal abusers get off scot-free. So it's a double-edged sword. In defending myself, I have to leave animals in the lurches, you see?
Yeah.
So that's heartbreaking in itself. But what do? Sacrifice my own? No. If I fight now, then it'll set the groundwork for fighting later. And
that's why surveys that people fill out about animal abuse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that just goes back to what all these experiments that they're doing, that the government's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that is a hard case.
It's gonna take a lot of research.
That's
basically all I do is research and.
They've been doing this for hundreds of years.
Yes, they have, and I understand exactly what you mean.
The main thing is, if you're going to go after an organization, that then hire or make contact with the best. And from what I've seen, this David Miller is one of the best. And he don't hold back. He goes after them.
I will contact him and yeah, he I'll definitely contact him. I just I have another off question. This is off topic. Recently lost a bulldog. His name is Aldo, and I was told that he was killed, but I don't feel him around me. And my instinct is that he would come to me if, in fact, he had passed. Is that anywhere in my cards there, or the guide?
Nathan, what are you getting?
What'd you say?
It's about her dog. She don't feel that her dog has passed.
Or her dog?
Yeah.
You know, there's another bulldog that I had in rescue. He's an English bulldog. His name is Aldo. And I was told that he was killed, but I don't feel like he's dead. I don't.
I'm picking up that he's not dead.
Yeah, because my assumption is he would come by me if he was, and I haven't felt him at all.
Yeah, he's not dead.
Actually, what I'm getting, he was... they have him locked up somewhere.
I was too.
Yeah. Somebody's holding him. You know, whether it be for money or trying to sell him or something, but they're holding him. You see, there's a lot of professional animal thieves, and what they do is they go around getting the highest bidders.
I adopted him out to this lady, and she said that he attacked her and that she had to have him put to sleep. And I was like, no, he wouldn't have done that. And then the animal control, she said the animal control had to come out and get him. They didn't get him. So I believe that she just told him to, like you said, the highest bidder. And that I had a very vivid image of him just flash before me where he's just sitting in a kennel, where he's just locked up in a kennel, like he can't go out.
Yeah, he's locked up somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
Now,
I
have you did any kind of, was this in with a certain vicinity? You know, was it in a certain radius, you know?
Yeah, well, it was he went to Evansville, Indiana, is where the lady lived, and animal control had no issues with him. He was not picked up.
Right.
They didn't help him get rid of her, they didn't help her get rid of him. They don't know what she's talking about. They don't even know who she is. It was part of a big battle that's even going on right now. And
now, does he have a chip?
Yes, he does. But
then you could find him with that chip.
Yeah, but she already reported him as dead. So they won't even. I transferred over the chip. The way that the chip works is that I already transferred it over to her. So she reported him as dead. So that chip is no longer in their records, and I don't have the information anymore.
But, I mean, don't they use a certain instrument to find these lost animals?
Right,
with
but
these
the chip
chips?
Is no longer valid. And he has to go to an actual vet, you know, like when I go to the vet, because I bring in stray dogs, so the vet,
right.
I have my vet check him for a microchip. But if a vet doesn't check a dog, they'll never know. It'll never occur to them.
I feel he's not too far away from you. I mean, what are you getting, Adrian?
Yeah, I feel like he's coming around.
And if anything, he's waiting to, he's waiting, he's a smart dog. And
oh,
if,
yeah.
if he can escape, he'll escape. He's just waiting for that opportunity.
Like, not far away from me. Well, here's the thing, that I gave an ultimatum. The people who I thought were responsible, I told them he had better be returned to me immediately. And they didn't do it. But every day they're checking my blog and my webpage because I have trackers on my site. And so I got this really weird feeling that, he would be back by the second or the third. And I haven't, he's not back yet. But again, like I say, I got this vivid, vivid vision of him sitting in a kennel, like a metal kennel, in his own waist, and very angry, and the back of his feet hurt, and his legs, like he had been sitting in his own urine in his own waist for a while.
Are you an animal psychic?
I don't. You know, I used to have a lot of gifts, but then I married into.
Because I've heard that a lot of people that are connected to animals like you are, they become animal psychics.
Yeah, I had a lot of gifts before, but it got to the point where I married my husband. Every time something would happen or I would see something, then his mom would send home all these tapes about me being the devil and how I was Satan, and I would try to go to hell. So I just kind of have pushed it to the side. But after like 9 years, it's like, you know, all this stuff is happening to me because I can't use my intuition because I stunted it. And I'm positive that that's why my life.
Because what I'm getting is you need to tap back into that. Then you could connect, you know, with, is it Aldo?
Yes, Aldo, yes.
With mental telepathy. And then he'll let you know where he's at.
You know, that dog reminds me of that movie where that dog was being experimented on. Remember that movie?
Uh-huh. Which one was that?
It was like two animals that were connected. And one animal was crazy, and he was killing people, and then the other animal was with Corey Haynes.
I didn't see that.
And it's interesting because it was in a dog experiment shelter, and they both escaped, but they both had mental telepathy. Like, they both were connected. And it kind of reminds me of that dog for some reason. I just get that feeling.
So
the one that killed people.
They might even be doing some kind of experiment because these dogs are very smart.
Yeah, like more than average.
More than average.
That's an average
almost,
dog.
Almost human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's why I say, you know, that's why you need to, you know, tap into, you know, your gifts, you know, your tools so that you can communicate with him with mental telepathy. And that is possible.
Yeah, I gotta do something. It's like I say, I chased away for so long. Now it's like I can't get it back. And it's like, great, now